This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The headlines. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha says that the state government is planning to recruit tourist police in the state. In Manipur, two people, including a woman, sustained injuries in a bomb blast that took place in Saithan Nangakon of Bishnupur district. Nagaland is one of the four states and union territories to have completed all projects under the Smart Cities Mission. Assam Rifles has installed 8 solar lights in the public areas of Molcham village under Kengjoy subdivision of Chandal district, Manipur. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha said that the state government is planning to recruit tourist police in the state, keeping in mind the safety of domestic and foreign tourists. The government is also examining the possibility of selecting and appointing tourist police from among the special executives when they are recruited. He said this yesterday while laying the foundation stone for various development projects, including Tripura Heritage Village and Amusement Park, under the second phase of Swadesh Darshan in Sachinagar under Jirania Subdivision, West Tripura District. The Chief Minister said that the state's tourism department is working tirelessly to attract domestic and foreign tourists. In this regard, Tripura has achieved a significant position among all the states of the country. He said that Tripura has achieved a remarkable position in Northeast India in terms of tourism and economic progress. In Manipur, two people, including a woman, sustained injuries in a bomb blast that took place in Saithan Nangakon of Bishnupur district. According to the police report, around 5:30 a.m. yesterday, two suspected IED planted in an abandoned house in Saithan Nangakon of Bishnupur district were blown up. The village was affected in the ethnic violence that took place in 2023 in the state, and the villagers had already left the house and taken shelter in the nearby relief camps. The report further said that the angry villagers rushed to the village after hearing the bomb blast news, and two bombs suspected to be fired from the nearby hill range hit the village and two persons were injured in the blast. They are given first aid at Bishnupur District Hospital and later referred to a hospital in Imphal for further treatment. The security team further stepped up security measures and a case has been registered for the investigation. Nagaland is one of the four states and the union territories alongside Chandigarh, Jharkhand and Tripura to have completed all projects under the Smart Cities Mission as per the latest update on the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs website. As of December 1, 2025, Kohima has successfully completed all 40 projects sanctioned under the mission with an investment of over 689 crore rupees. Kohima and Agartala in Tripura are the only cities in the northeast to have finished all their sanctioned projects. Agartala completed 77 projects worth 808 crore rupees under the initiative. Assam Rifles has installed 8 solar lights in the public areas of Molcham village under Kengjoy subdivision of Chandal district, Manipur. The work has been taken up under Assam Rifle Civic Action Program with an aim to bolster basic infrastructure and improve the quality of life in remote border regions. Around 25 officials and troops of Assam Rifles participated in the installation ceremony along with the villagers, and both the parties ensured the successful implementation of the project. In Manipur, a 5-day workshop on holistic progress card and standardization of question paper templates under NEP 2020 was kicked off at Hotel Grand in Imphal from yesterday. The workshop is being organized by the Council of Higher Secondary Education Manipur in collaboration with Parakh New Delhi. The chairman of Council of Higher Secondary Education Manipur said that the academic and extracurricular activities report for each student from class 1 to class 12 will be maintained in the holistic progress card under NEP 2020. Therefore, the workshop is being organized to sensitize all the schools affiliated to the Board of Secondary Education, Manipur, and Council of Higher Secondary Education, Manipur. The General Secretary of the Meghalaya BJP, Wankit Bogposhna, said that the Northeast is an integral part of India and claims of people from Bangladesh attempting to take over the region are baseless. Speaking to the media yesterday, he said that since the BJP came to power at the centre, the government has taken strong and concrete steps to secure the borders against external threats, with fencing work progressing at a fast pace. He added that the BJP has taken the issue seriously and has written to the state government, especially constituencies along the border, urging them to take strict measures to prevent illegal infiltration, particularly from Bangladesh. Doctors at Khwai District Hospital, Tripura, yesterday successfully performed a total hip replacement surgery on a patient, marking another significant milestone in the hospital's journey towards providing advanced medical services. According to the doctors, such a complex surgical procedure generally costs around 4 to 5 lakhs. However, the operation was made possible under the Ayushman Bharat scheme, ensuring advanced treatment at no cost to the patient. The medical team informed that following the surgery, most patients are able to regain normal mobility within a few months. The patient, identified as Jyotirmoy Ghosh, a resident of Singhi Chara of same district, was taken to the operation theatre at around 2 p.m. Chawna Mian, Deputy Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, has lauded the 5G dedicated hydroponic laboratory at the College of Agriculture Pasighat of East Siang district in Arunachal Pradesh. He said it is a glimpse into the future of farming where innovation meets sustainability. The Deputy Chief Minister highlighted that by enabling soilless cultivation, faster crop cycles and year-round production, it will empower students and farmers with modern practical skills and open new pathways for smart, resilient agriculture in Arunachal Pradesh. In Manipur, the Department of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution began the comprehensive inspection of all petrol pumps across the state from yesterday. The department, along with the officials from the Weights and Measures Department, Manipur, IOC, Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited, Hindustan Petroleum Limited and Nayara Energy Limited, inspected a petrol pump situated in Phal East District. The inspection team has also collected samples of petrol and diesel to check its quality. Speaking to media persons, the Director of Department of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Manipur, K. Bono, said that the inspection drive will cover all the petrol pumps located across the state. The samples collected during the drive will be tested to find out the density and quality of petrol and diesel. Tripura Fisheries Minister Sudhanshu Das yesterday participated in the 12th Annual General Meeting of the Board of Directors of the National Fisheries Development Board, NFDB, held at a private hotel in Hyderabad. Union Ministries for Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, Rajiv Ranjan Singh, along with other dignitaries, were present at the meeting. Addressing the gathering, Tripura Fisheries Minister Shri Das said he took part in the meaningful discussions focused on strengthening the fisheries sector of Tripura, enhancing productivity and ensuring sustainable livelihoods for the fishermen of the state. A group of students and teachers of Government Higher Secondary School, Mechuka, of Shi Yomi District, Arunachal Pradesh, has set off for a national integration tour. They will cover Delhi, Pune, Mumbai and Itanagar till 16th January 2026 during the journey. The young minds will experience India's premier national institutions, historic landmarks, local cultures and the ethos of the Indian Defence Forces. The Nagaland football team has advanced to the final round of the 79th Senior Men's National Football Championship for the Santosh Trophy 2025-26 after successfully qualifying from the group stages. This marks Team Nagaland's maiden entry into the Santosh Trophy final round. In the final round, Nagaland has been placed in Group A alongside host Assam, defending champions West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, Uttarakhand and Rajasthan. In their opening match of the final round, Nagaland will take on West Bengal at the Dhakwakhana Football Stadium on January 21st at 1:30 p.m. And before we end, the headlines once again. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha says that the state government is planning to recruit tourist police in the state. In Manipur, two people, including a woman, sustained injuries in a bomb blast that took place in Saiton, Nagatnokon of Bishnupur district. Nagaland is one of the four states and union territories to have completed all projects under the Smart Cities mission. Assam Rifles has installed 8 solar lights in the public areas of Molcham village under King Joy subdivision of Chandil district, Manipur. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.